We worship you, Almighty God. We give you the glory that is due your name. We stand in awe of you. We acknowledge you as Jehovah Shalom, the Lord that gives us peace. Be glorified in our midst tonight. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let the increase of your government and peace be without end. Lord, as I bring the word, I ask for your help. Mercy and grace to help me in this time of need. To minister under the covering of our set fathers as an oracle of our God. So that, Lord, your word will come out of me like rivers of living waters to bring nourishment, blessing unto all of us, your people, so that we'll be built up, we'll be granted our inheritance among the saints. We give you glory and we give you praise. Lord, I'm asking, O God, that your anointing will be upon my heart, will be upon my lips, will be upon the ears and the hearts of every one of us as we hear, so that, Lord, the eyes of our understanding will be opened to understand you and what your spirit is saying, to keen to the same thing and walk in fullness of it, that being doers we will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you. We also pray, O God, that this will be refreshing to all that are hearing us on the internet, especially to be refreshing to our parents in the Lord. They will see the travail of their soul over our lives, and they will be satisfied in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. As this work goes forth, let it go forth with power, equipping everybody to be doers of the same, so that, Lord, we will continue to delight ourselves in you and ride upon the high places of the earth and be fed with the heritage of Jacob. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Thessalonians, verse 16. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. The person that led the praise worship was on key. Amen. Shalom and peace. Amen. Shall we read together? Let's say now. One more time now. One more time now. The Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. Let's read again. Can I hear you say now? The Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. The title of my message is Peace Always by Homies. Please turn to your neighbor and say to him, say now, the Lord of peace himself, you are talking to your neighbor, give you peace always by Homies. The Lord be with you. Amen. That's what God wants to do now. That's what God wants to do now. He wants to give us peace always by all means. God enjoys peace always by all means. Do you think that God is worried that the devil is running all over the earth causing trouble? Do you think God is wiggling his fingers and say, this devil is running to and fro, seeking to, in fact, he's doing a lot of havoc in my church. Do you think God is worried? God is enjoying peace always by all means. And he wants you and me to enjoy the same. Not only that, he's going to give it to us himself. Say, he's going to give it to me himself. He's going to personally give you peace always by all means. Amen. He wants us to freely and graciously share this dimension of peace with him. But we have to want it. God will never force anything on you. You have to ask for it. Somewhere in Ezekiel, because of time, I won't go there. He said, I will wait for Israel to seek this of me so that I can do it for them. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 36. I've been given instruction to show it to us. Ezekiel chapter 36. It's not in my notes, but it's a basic truth on the earth that God will not do anything except a man asks for it. Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 37. I said, God wants you to have it, but let's look at it. Thus hear the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. Now, the truth we want to bring out is this. God said, I will wait until they ask me. I want to increase them like a flock. But if they don't ask me, I cannot do it. He said, they have because they ask not. And they ask and they receive not because they ask amiss. But the central principle is God will not do anything on the earth in the life of a man except that man wants it and ask for it and fulfill the condition. Because there's always a condition. Praise the Lord. That's what we're going to learn. So God wants you to enjoy this dimension of peace. It looks so perfect. Can we have peace? Can we have it always? By all means. You see, the word by all means is a military term. That means get the job done. Whatever strategy you need to do, whatever you have to deploy, get the goal accomplished. That's God talking. He said, I will get you this peace I'm talking about always, and I will use every strategy to get it to you. But I'm waiting for you to desire it, to ask for it. That dimension of peace. And to fulfill the condition that will make it give. Okay, amplify. Thank you. God bless you, bro Bimbo. Now, let's read it again. Now, may the Lord of peace himself grant you his peace, the peace of his kingdom, at all times, in all ways, under all circumstances,
and conditions, whatever may come, the Lord be with you all. That's supposed to be our experience. It's not for special Christians. What do you think will happen to the world if we are enjoying this? It will make a difference. The things that they are worried about, you are worried about it too. The things that they are anxious about, you are anxious about it. So what's the difference? In Haggai, yes, he said, I will shake the heavens and shake the earth. I will shake all nations, and the desires of all nations will turn unto me. He said, I will fill this house with glory. He said, and the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, because in this place I will give peace. God knows what he wants to do. It is us that don't know what we want to obtain from God. Peace. Somebody say peace. Always. By all means. Now. Repeat. Peace. Always. By all means. Now. One more time. Peace. Always. By all means. Now. Amen. What's the definition of this peace we are talking about? The Hebrew word is shalom. Shalom. Shalom is peace in English, but it's an all-encompassing word in Hebrew. Is first of all a spiritual state of tranquility, quietness, total well-being, wholeness, and soul prosperity. Like Kenneth Copeland described it, with nothing broken, nothing missing, or nothing out of order. Spirit, soul, and body. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, he said, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And that your spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the appearance of Christ. That's shalom. That's peace. That's where we are going. Amen. Many thanks for it, but that's where we are going. Amen. And it will distinguish us. It will attract the world, because peace is a rare commodity on the earth. And the Bible says, as we go towards the last days, it will get rare and rare. Yes. Now, peace does not mean the absence of storm. It doesn't mean the absence of trouble. It doesn't mean the absence of confusion or perplexity. It doesn't mean the absence of chaos or challenge. It means the presence of the Lord is with you. Amen. That the Lord of peace himself is with you. Doing what? Empowering you and calming you. Say, fear not, I'm with you. Hello? It's the presence of the Lord himself that gives us peace. It means, it doesn't mean there's no trouble. I mean, Jesus was on the boat and there was a storm. Amen. Yet there was peace with the man. But there was trouble on the sea. And the boat was, but this man, amen, had peace. Always, by all means. Now, the disciples didn't have it. Now, God wanted them to have it. But they didn't have it. You know why they didn't have it? Because they did not give heed to the word. They didn't give it to the world. When we get to how it comes, you will see the place of the world. So they say, care us not that we perish. What did he do? He didn't answer them. He stood up, went to the tip of the ship. The Bible said, amen. He rebuked the wind. And spoke to the storm. Say, peace, be still. It does not matter what is causing the chaos. As long as the peace of God who is with you is there, amen. You can, do you understand what I mean? You can speak to it, and the Lord that is it will work all things together to give you peace. Always, by all means. That's why he gave us tongues. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Abi? We don't know what to pray for as we ought to pray. And when we pray by the help of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says God will work all things in all our circumstances and all that to make it work together for our good or work together for our peace. Doesn't it make sense? The reason is that we don't want it that seriously. We are not demanding for it militantly. Because by all means, it is a militant word. This kind of peace does not come to those that don't take it by force. Do you get it? Amen. 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 It does not mean the absence of storm or trouble. It means the presence of the Lord, or peace himself, is with you. It's at work in you. And it's empowering you and calming you. Amen. It's assuring you and showing you that all is well. Amen. And it's, amen, making all things to work together for your good and peace through your prayers and faith in him. Now, Apostle Paul was in the storm. Now, he told them, don't let's go on this journey. It's going to be of more damage. But they refused. Now they went on the journey. There was a storm. There was a tempest. For 14 days, they neither saw the sun or the stars. Everything was pitch dark. And, amen, it was storm day and night. The only thing they were seeing is water and wet. So, all hope of being saved was lost. Yet there was a man who had enough peace to go and pray. Don't you know that it takes peace to go and pray in the midst of storm? So throughout those 14 days, they were fasting. Thank you, sir. And God told him, don't worry. An angel of the Lord stood by him and said, fear not, Paul. You will get to Rome. You will get to Caesar. In spite of the storm, in spite of the tempest. All these people that are with you, I've given it to them. So he came out. He said, brethren, the angel of God, whom I serve and whom I am, stood behind me today. He said, there shall be no loss of any man. Amen. So when we are talking about this peace that we are talking about, we are not saying that there won't be storm. There won't be chaos. There won't be things that will perplex you. It means those things, as you operate in the peace of God, will eventually change. Or if God doesn't want to change, it will work for your good. Amen. Don't you think that it takes a peace for a man when he hears that they have made a decree that anybody that calls upon the name of God will be thrown into a lion's den? And he still went to go and pray. And he opened his windows. So he's not doing it in secret. He had peace. Always, by all means. It was in him. And God was with him. He knew it. He wasn't guessing. He wasn't trying. He wasn't hoping that something will happen. He opened the windows to the east. Let everybody see it. And he prayed a fourth time as he used to. Three times a day. And they went to catch him. And they brought him to the king. He He wasn't even begging. Praise the Lord. And the God that was with him in the lion's den, amen, praise the Lord, turned the lions into lambs, amen, and tried to stay all night. Even though it was a chaotic situation, a life-threatening situation, he had peace. So much the more that when the king came the next day, he said, oh Daniel, as your God, whom you serve day and night, been able to deliver you? And he answered right away. He said, fear not, O king. My God, whom I serve daily, he has sent his angels to shut the mouth of the lion. Peace, always by all means. It's the presence of the Lord himself that gives it to us. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Are you hearing the Lord? Amen. And this peace is in measures. Everything God does is in measures. Not because he wants measures, but because the people he wants to give it, we only take according to the measure they want. It is in measures according to your spiritual growth and maturity. You can't enjoy the peace beyond your growth and beyond your maturity in the spirit. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, Peter said, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. So, if it can be multiplied, that means what you have is in measure, Abi. Then in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, Peter said, but you grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forevermore. Now, if the peace of God is going to be multiplied unto you through knowledge, and you are not growing in knowledge, that peace cannot be multiplied to you. Is it clear? So it's according to your growth in knowledge, revelation knowledge. It's according to your spiritual growth in the grace of our God. Is it clear? Amen. I wonder why Peter went to sleep when they put him in the prison and they were going to cut his head the next day. Have you ever thought about it? I don't know. Naturally, you know they are going to cut your head the next day. And they put you in prison and you went to sleep. Will you go to sleep? That's a man that has peace. Always. By all means. Why was he not afraid? He remembered the word of the Lord. When you are young, you can go where you want. But when you are old, another will take you and take you where? So the one that said that, I'm not yet old, I'm still young, I can't die. He just went to sleep. He's with me. Amen. Even the church that was praying, they didn't believe. They didn't sleep. The person that was praying for went to sleep. When the angel came, his small team, do you smite somebody that is not soundly asleep? Wake up and put on your cloth and put on your sandals. It's time to go out. Amen. Peace. Always by all means. Is it available to us? God promised it. He said, I myself will give it to you. If you want it, if you ask for it, and if you abide and walk with me to enjoy it. Because it comes by the presence of the Lord. Okay. Amen. It is called many names in the Bible. The peace we are talking about. Amen. in Philippians 4:7 is called the peace of God that transcends all human understanding. Is still talking about the same thing? Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Amplified, please. He said, the peace of God that transcends all human understanding. You can't explain it. You can't explain why this man should have peace in the midst of this storm. What is giving him peace? Why is he at rest? Because the person that is with him is giving him power that is calming his soul and his body, and all his faculties are at rest. Amen. And God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of a soul assured of his salvation through Christ. So fearing nothing from God, being content with his earthly lot, whatsoever sort is. That peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and man guard over your heart and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. It is called great peace in another portion of the Bible. Psalm 119 verse 165. It says, great peace has those who love thy law. Nothing will offend them. Great peace have they which love thy law. Nothing will offend them. In Isaiah 54 verse 13, it's called great peace again. It says, all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. In Isaiah 26 verse 3, it's called perfect peace. It said, thou will keep him in perfect peace, the man whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Amen. Peace that transcends all human understanding. Great peace. Perfect peace. Peace always by all means is the peace of God. And the Lord of peace himself said, I will personally give it to you now. Not in the millennium. It's a now experience. Apostle Paul will not pray it if it is not an available experience for the children of God. In fact, that was the verse that he used to close 2 Thessalonians. He wrote 1 Thessalonians, he wrote 2 Thessalonians. I used that verse to close it. It was very important. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 48 verse 18 called it peace like a river. It's always flowing. Oh! Can you read after me? Oh! That thou wast hearkening to my commandment. Then had thy peace be as a river and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Amen. A river that is always flowing. It's a river coming from God. The river of life. Isaiah 40 and Psalm 46 talks about it. Said the Lord is our strength. The Lord is our refuge. Abi, our very present help in the time of trouble. Can I have that scripture? He said, though the mountains be moved into the midst of the sea, and the hearts shake with the swelling thereof. Amen. He said, God is our refuge. Let's read together. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse 2. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, yes, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, yes, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of Most High. Verse 5. God, say God, is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Always by homies. Amen. Isaiah 54 talked about it. Verse 10. He said, the mountain shall be removed, and the east will depart, but my kindness will not depart from you, nor the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord of hosts. see in the same light of what they said in Psalm 46. So there is a dimension of peace that is available for us in Him in this time. And it's supposed to distinguish us, because it passes all human understanding. So it will be a witness to God that God must be in the midst of them. When the scientist saw Peter, he said, an unlearned man talking like this, he must have been with Jesus. Remember the other time when he didn't have it, he ran away. And he denied it with many oaths. But things have changed now. Amen. Amen. It is God's will for us. Psalm 29 verse 11. Peace, always, by all means, now, is God's will for us. The Lord, can I hear you? The Lord will give strength unto who? Unto who? Are you of His people? Say, the Lord will give strength unto me. And the Lord will bless His people with... The Lord will bless His people with... The Lord will bless His people with... Psalm 85. It is the will of God for us. Verse 8. Can I hear you say, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. What will He speak? What will He speak? What will He speak? Like Jesus spoke, peace, be still to the storm. What will He speak to His people? For He will speak peace unto His people and to His saint, but let them not turn again to folly. We know what foolishness is. It's not doing His will. Amen. Not doing His word. Not giving heed to His instruction. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know. Say, for I know. Who knows? It's time for you to know. That's why you pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. What God knows, God wants you to know it too. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Let's read this in Amplify. What kind of thoughts does God have towards us? Oh, peace. Let's read again. Amplified now. For I know the thoughts and the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. I think NIV says to give you a future and a hope. We are just establishing that this peace, always by all means, is actually the will of God for us. We must want it, we must ask for it, and we must walk with God and abide in Him to enjoy it. Amen. This peace that we are talking about is central to the gospel of Christ. In fact, the gospel of Christ is called the gospel of peace. Romans chapter 10 verse 15 says, how beautiful upon the mountain are those that bring the gospel of peace. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings. Isaiah 53 verse 5 tells us He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement needful
for our peace was what? Was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So that peace was part and parcel of what we paid for on the cross. Amen. That's why through the gospel, Romans chapter 5 verse 1, being now justified by faith in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Luke chapter 2 verse 14. God announced his intention immediately Jesus was brought to the earth. What did he say? Somebody say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth what? On earth goodwill towards men. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Is the Prince that is to bring peace to us. That's the Lord of Peace himself. Verse 7. And of the increase, say, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. It is cardinal to the kingdom of God. This peace we are talking about. In fact, the kingdom of God is defined as righteousness, peace, and joy in the power of the Holy Ghost. The way to know whether the kingdom of God is manifesting is check for those three things. If the kingdom of God is operating somewhere, you will see righteousness, you will see peace, and you see joy in spite of the prevailing circumstance. It may be in the midst of the most crooked and perverse people. If the kingdom of God there, they will shine as light in righteousness. It may be in the midst of chaos and sorrow, but because the kingdom of God is operating there, you will see joy and you will see peace by the power of the Holy Ghost, because it's not coming from man. It's coming from heaven. It's coming from God himself through his Spirit unto those that believe and receive it. Amen. Amen. Why is peace always, by all means, why is it important? Why must we desire it? Why must we ask for it? Why must we walk with God to get it? Because God wants to bring peace. He wants to bring his peace. Someone say his peace. We need to qualify it. He wants to bring his peace to the earth. And those that he will use must have peace always, by all means. When Peter was praying for that man and John at the gates of Beautiful, he said, silver and gold I have none, but what I have, I give unto you. If you don't have peace always, by all means, can you give it to others? Can you bring it to your environment? Can you bring it to your land? Can you bring it to the world? Did you get it? Now, God wants to bring peace to the earth, but he's going to use men. In fact, the Bible said, blessed are those. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. That's Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, I believe. Another version says,
Blessed are those who manufacture peace. So peace can be produced through the power of God and brought to bear in your circumstance. That's what Jesus did. He rebuked the wind. That's the spirit causing the storm. And he said, storm, sit down. Peace. And there was calm. Amen. So God wants to bring peace to the earth. But he needs his children who are manufacturers of peace. Who knows the nitty-gritty of making peace by the power of the Holy Ghost. Because only those who have it can minister it. You can't give what you don't have. That was why Paul could give everybody in that ship peace. He had it. That was why Jesus could give everybody in that boat peace. He had it. Amen. Jonah didn't have the thing. He was in disobedience. It was his disobedience that made him lose it. He had peace in the belly of the river. Pastor Wally. Amen. At least he cried for mercy. And eventually, mercy delivered him and preserved him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When the spirit without measure comes out fully, like a flood, you know what is going to happen? It's going to lift up Mount Zion, this house of God. And it's going to be on the top of the top, on the top of the mountains. I know what will happen. Many people will say, let's go up to the mountain of the God of Jacob. Because he will teach us his ways. And we shall walk in it. What will happen when he teaches them in his ways? All thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. Amen. Verse 4. And what will not happen? And he will judge among many nations and rebuke many people. And they will beat their sword into plowshares, and their spears unto pruning hook. You know what sword is? That's instrument of war. Abi, what is a spear? So they will turn it. Say, that we don't need to fight again. We have been taught of the Lord, and we have great peace. So all the sword, they turn it into what? Plowing shears. What they are going to use now to farm. And all the spears, they are going to turn into pruning hook, what we are going to use to catch fish. So that we can become fisher of men. Amen. Amen. The peace that we are talking about is going to be an instrument in the hand of God to save the nations. You see, all this chaos and all this strife that you are seeing, the answer is in Zion. And it's in this peace. Always, by all means. Amen. What the spirit without measure will do is that it will take us to the top, that everybody will now see it and want it. Amen. 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 Revelation chapter 3 verse, yeah, chapter 6 verse 3 to 4. Revelation chapter 6 verse 3 to 4. There's a spirit at work to take peace from the earth. When he has opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat upon it to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. Now, this is going to happen in the future. But the same spirit that works now is the spirit of Antichrist. Christ came to bring peace. The Antichrist came to bring what? To take away peace. We are the one that is to checkmate him until we finish our work. There must be peace From all the ends of the earth so that we can finish our work. You can't take the gospel of the kingdom to a place where there's peace, where there's war. Who wants to go to Syria? Except you have a divine mandate. Do you understand what I mean? So that you'll be covered with peace, always by all means. Amen. Amen. In 1 Timothy, you know, the place where Pastor Day shared with us when he was teaching 1 Timothy. There's a truth there. Let's read it. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Okay. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications and prayers, intercession and giving of thanks be made for all. Is it for all saints? Is it for all saints? Why? For kings and for all those who are in authority. Why? So that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Amen. So there is only one set of people that have the answer of peace to the earth is us. And the way where we get it out is this. So if we have not been seeing peace, we have not been doing our work. In fact, the prayer that Jesus gave us, the Lord's Prayer, when he said, "Thy kingdom come," he's demanding for peace to come. Because the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. You are demanding for how many things? Righteousness, peace, and joy to come upon the earth. Now, what will happen when we get an environment? First Timothy chapter 2. Let's go back. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Let's read verse 3 now. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, of God our Savior. Verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. Now, verse 4 is telling us that God has facilities to get all men saved. That's what he's saying. He has all the facilities to get all men to be discipled in the epignosis of the truth. That means all men to come unto perfection. Say, but for God to do it, you must create an atmosphere on the earth where we can lead a quiet and a peaceable life. That is what we attract men. That's why I say, hello. I hope you are getting something. It goes beyond you just enjoying peace. When you enjoy it, you become a tool in God's hand to bring it into your environment. To bring it to your world. What I have. Amen. The anointed angel. Okay. In your locality. Can you see what God is waiting for us to do? Sometimes we are too selfish. Because we are thinking of ourselves. Like I'm preaching about peace now. The mentality, I will have peace, Abby. I will have peace. Yes. But God wants you to want to turn you into a peace manufacturer, peace distributor. Amen. Amen. Why peace? Always by all means. Because without holiness and peace, we will not see God. Well, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24, verse 14. I want to explain that. I want to explain it in the manifold wisdom of God. I know that some people teach that if you don't have it, you won't see God in heaven. Well, that's true, but that's not all the truth. Like pastor has told us, every word of God has manifold application. Now, without holiness and peace, he didn't say without holiness alone. Did you see it? Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. The Bible says in James chapter 3, I think verse 15 or something, it said where there is strife, envy, and what? It said there is every evil work. confusion and every evil work. Do you understand what I mean? Now, without holiness and peace, we won't see God in manifestation. What we'll be seeing is confusion, strife, every evil work. Especially the devil has a feast day. Let's read that scripture in James chapter 3 so that you can get it very well. I know I've explained it, but you need to get it very well. James chapter 3, is it verse 16 or verse 16? So where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every good work. One day, pastor was teaching us about the servant of the Lord must not strive. And he said, if you are striving, the devil will borrow you. Ayelo. Were you not in church? You are looking at me as if I'm saying something strange. Were you not in church when pastor taught that? Oh, you have forgotten. The word of God will not slip from us. Let's go to in the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24 to 26. The servant of the Lord must not strive. That means he must be at peace. Always, by all means. But be gentle to all men, apt to teach, patient, yes? In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If peradventure God will give repentance to them, to the acknowledging of the truth. Verse 26. That they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Is it a message? Enabling them to escape the devil's trap, where they are caught and held captive, forced to run errands for the devil. I want you to know that if you don't follow this peace we are talking about, you will follow strife. And the devil, amen, will force you to run errands for him. Instead of serving God, you will serve the devil. And you will still think you are righteous. Were you not there when pastor was teaching us? The devil will not borrow me. Will not loan me. Amen. He should not loan me. But that's the truth. It's either you are operating in peace or you are operating in strife. When you operate in peace, you make room for God to manifest. You make room for God to be visible. You shut the door on the devil because he doesn't have a room to offend. That's why great peace have them that love the Lord. Nothing will offend them. The reason why the devil always wants to offend you is so that you'll be in strife. Then Ali Yaelu. Kuniyawalu. Amen. We're talking about why? Peace of God. Because God uses it to guide us and to lead us in making right decisions in His will. Colossians chapter 2, is it chapter 3? I said, because God uses His peace to guide and lead us in making right decisions in His will for us. Let's read it in Amplified. Colossians chapter 3 verse 15. And let the peace, the soul harmony, which comes from Christ, rule and act as an umpire continually, that's always a bit, in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your mind. That in that peaceful state to which as members of Christ one body you are also called to live, be thankful, appreciating and giving God's praise. Giving praise to God always. The phrase we want to use is that the peace of Christ, let it rule and act as an umpire continually in your heart. It will help you to decide and settle with finality every question that arises in your mind, so that in that peaceful state, you'll be able to do the will of God. Let's use an example of Paul. to understand that. Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. This is Apostle Paul. Are we following? Are we following? How the peace of God, when it guards and guards in your heart, when you allow it, God will now use it to help you to decide with finality His will and do it. Furthermore, when I came to trust to preach Christ's gospel, a door was opened unto me of the Lord. So if a door is opened unto me of him of the Lord, what should he do? He should enter the door. Let's see what happened. Verse 13. But I had no rest in my spirit, because I found not Titus my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went from thence into Macedonia. Can you identify this story? That's what happened in Acts chapter 16. That's how he knew that the Holy Spirit did not agree that issue. There was an open door. But even though it was of the Lord, it wasn't the time for it. There was one that was more urgent. So he had to make a decision between one open door and another open door. And what he used to settle it was peace. When he saw an open door, very great. But he said, I had no rest in my spirit. So it was not time. So he prayed, and in the middle of the night, there appeared to him a man of Macedonia. Then he gathered, God wants us in Macedonia. They went to Macedonia, and they came back here. By the time we get to Acts chapter 19, they came back here. And that was where the word of God grew mightily and prevailed in the season. There are some things that they are the will of God, but the time is not yet ripe. So, when we want to say, it is not the will of God, say, how can you say this one is not the will of God? Is it not the Lord that opened the door? But, amen. We are talking about peace always by all means. When God gives it to you, and you open up to it, it will help you to decide, this is not the will of God. Even though all the circumstances look like it's okay, I don't have rest in my spirit. My conscience is not allowing me. Amen. Okay. Number 5. Why this peace? Because it is part of our armor to resist and overcome the devil and his host. You remember Ephesians chapter 6? What does it say? Verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, the devil. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in that place. These are the forces that are taking peace from the earth. So if God is going to use to bring peace on the earth, you must have an armor that they can't penetrate. Part of that armor is peace. That's why when you read further, I think when we get to verse 15, it says, put on the shoe of the gospel of peace. What are you going to do with that shoe? You are going to use it to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Romans chapter 16, verse 20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Amen. Did you get it? Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Finally, verse number 6. Because it is of great price in the sight of God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. He said, but let it be the hidden man of the earth. Pastor has talked about this. Pastor D has mentioned it too. So I won't beat around it. I want to quickly go to how. He didn't say the ornament of a meek spirit alone. He said the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Why? It makes an habitation for God to manifest himself. Meekness and quietness of spirit. Do you understand? Create an habitat. for God to show up. To this man will I look. Who tremble as my word? Contrast that and all that. Praise the Lord. Okay, how do we get this peace? Now we have said so many things. I need to round up. I just have 10 minutes. Lord, we have mercy on me. Amen. How do we get this peace of God? Always by all means. We have entered at it at the beginning. Okay, the Amplified of this. Oh, thank you, sir. Let's read the Amplified of this, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. But let it be the inward adorning and beauty of the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible and unfading charm of a gentle and a peaceful spirit, which is not anxious or wrought up, but is very precious in the sight of God. If it's precious in the sight of God, I want it. Amen. But we know why it's precious. It creates room for God to come. That's why a woman who has this, you will see peace in their house. You will see God in their house. Can you see the wisdom of God? Amen. Okay. How do we get this peace? Always by all means. Number one, by applying the blood in faith. I should have said by the blood, the word, and the spirit. But I want to take it one by one so that we can get it. Where does the blood come in? The reason for lack of peace before was because of sin. The Bible says somewhere, it said, say to the wicked, there is no peace for the wicked. Is it in your Bible? I don't need to open to where it is. Now, God said it, there is no peace for the wicked. So, as long as there is wickedness, pastor has taught us what wickedness is, casting instruction behind you. They give you instruction, this is how to do it, this is what to do, this is what step to take. So, it's obedience to instruction that brings peace. Now, are you following? So, whenever, that's what happens, anytime you transgress, the first thing that goes out of the window is, so you must restore it. How? Confessing your sins. Amen. If we confess our sins, it's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all our sins, and it will restore that connection with God, and that river of peace will be flowing again. Amen. He has made peace through his blood. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, children, I write unto you, 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, that you should not sin. But if we sin and we lose our peace, we have an advocate with the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous one. So he will restore us so that that peace can flow. So the first step is, and make use of the blood. Amen. By the word. 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 Jesus said in John chapter 16 verse 33, he said, I have spoken these things to you. These things are spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. So one of the reasons why God speaks to us is so that what? So the word of God is the vehicle to bring peace into our life. When you take it to it, when you obey his instruction, he said, like one of the scriptures we read, I will speak peace unto my people. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. What gave Paul peace in the midst of the storm? The angel of God that stood by him and spoke to him after much prayers. Amen. Acts 10:36. Let's read Acts 10:36. And the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, is the Lord of all. Amen. So, peace come unto us through the word. So what do we do with the word? We give heed to it. We love it. Psalm 119 verse 160, 165 that we read. It says, great peace have those that love thy law. Nothing will offend them. Isaiah 54 verse 13. Learn the word. Be a disciple of the word. You know, Jesus said somewhere in John chapter 8 verse 31, he said to those that believe in him, he said, if you continue in my word, you'll be my disciple indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free from all anxiety, from all worries. Amen. So, Isaiah chapter 54 verse 13, all my children shall be taught of the Lord. Great shall be the peace of thy children. So, learn the word. Amen. Obey and practice it. Someone say obey and practice it. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17 to 18. Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I'm the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Verse 18. Oh, that they have hearkened to my commandment, then thy peace will have been as a river, and thy righteousness as the wave of the sea. So what do you do with the word? Obey and practice it. God said, if they have hearkened, that peace will have flowed from the throne of grace, through the Holy Spirit, into your spirit, into your soul, into your body, into your circumstances, so that you will not be moved in spite and despite the raging storm outside. What do you do with the word? Meditate on it and trust God according to it. Isaiah 26 verse 3. What does it say? Said, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. How do you stay your mind on God? By meditating on the word which he has spoken. Is that not so? It is through the word that we see God and focus on him. Amen. That will keep him in perfect peace. Somebody say perfect peace. So, we say, by the word, giving heed to it, loving it, learning it, obeying and practicing it, meditating in it, and trusting God. Those are all the pillars of wisdom inside. It's the same thing. Okay? To get us unto peace, always by all means. Number 3, by the Spirit. By the Spirit. Philippians, we know what we mean by the Spirit. That means praying all manner and kind of prayer in the Spirit. Abi? Philippians 4, chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. He said, be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious about anything. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance, in everything, by prayer, petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. Verse 7. And God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of a soul assured of his salvation through Christ. So fearing nothing from God, being content with his earthly lot or whatever sort it is. That peace which transcends all human understanding. All understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now here, we already know the truth. We have been taught about it. 4 kinds of prayer in the Spirit. Petition, supplication, travail, groaning with thanksgiving. Is that not so? So when we pray in the Spirit, amen, refusing to be worried about anything, God will move in answer to our prayer. And it will cause that peace to mount guard over our hearts and souls. Okay. By abiding in God's presence. Exodus chapter 33 verse 14. My presence will go with you. And I will give you rest. And the Lord said, my presence shall go with you.
and I will give you rest. How? You know, it's the Lord of peace himself that will give us this peace we are talking about. How do we guarantee that the Lord of peace himself go with us by his presence? Jesus gave us the secret. John chapter 8, verse 29. He said, my Father has not left me. I'm not alone. He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him. As long as you keep doing those things that please God, his presence will be with you. And his presence will give you peace. Always, by all means. Finally, by the benediction of the fathers. I know that sometimes we just take it as a normal routine in service. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you. God said, this is how you will bless my people, Israel. You remember in Psalm 29, verse 11, he said, the Lord will strengthen his people and bless them with peace. How will he bless them with peace? Through the benediction of the fathers that he has appointed over them. Amen. In fact, in Jesus said when he was sending them out, he said, whatever house you get to, what do you say? Peace be unto this house. That's the benediction of the fathers. And if the Son of Peace is there, that peace will rest. But if the Son of Peace is not there, what will happen? Amen. So when pastor stands here and says, the Lord bless you and keep you, when you are saying amen, don't say religiously. If you want peace always by all means, you must take those benedictions serious. It's the release of the peace of God always by all means. I've been studying the epistles. I don't know whether you have seen it. You find out that in all the apostles, their greeting first of all is either grace and peace be multiplied unto you, or grace and peace be unto you. Oh, go to the beginning of Thessalonians that we are reading. Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians 1. What did he say? 2 Thessalonians 1, 2. And grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, do you think that's just an empty statement? It's a release of the peace of God unto the people of God by the fathers. Did you get it? So when you are reading your Bible, don't just read, say, Father, I receive grace and peace from you and from the Lord Jesus Christ, because it is there. Did you get it? By faith. Let's read the 1 Thessalonians. When you get home, go and do your Bible study. Go and check the beginning of every epistle or the end of every epistle. You find peace is not far from there. The benediction of the fathers. Amen. Amen. The Lord. Okay. 1 Thessalonians 1:1. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you. Say amen. And peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. They are not empty words. Amen. The word of the Lord shall not return void. Amen. I don't want to take our time. When you get to go and do your own study, you find out at Peter and you, at Jude and Paul, all the greetings, the first thing they prophesy and they release in benediction over the people of God is grace, mercy, and peace. Amen. 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 So let's go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. It's actually a benediction of Apostle Paul upon that church. Of the Spirit through Apostle Paul. Thank you, sir, for that clarification. Now, the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. and the Lord be with you. Or let's stand on our feet. You are the peace that guards my heart, my help in time of need. You are the hope that leads me on and brings me to my knees. For here I find you waiting, oh Lord my God, and here I find relief. So with all my heart I worship, and unto you I sing. Lord, you alone deserve all glory. Lord, you alone deserve all praise. Father, we worship and adore you. Desire what God wants to give us, we must ask for it, and we must abide and walk with God to enjoy it always. Let's talk to God. I've had your word. I want this peace always by all means, committing myself afresh. To stay my mind on you, to trust in you, to give heed to your word, to minding the things of the Spirit. For to mind the things of the Spirit, the mind of the things of the Spirit is life and peace. To love your law so that I can enjoy great peace. To learn at your feet in meekness and lowliness of heart, continuing in your word, so as to be taught of you, so that great may be my peace. To hearken to your commandments, so that my peace will be like a river. And to believe and to receive the benediction of the Father. To make the most of the blood. So that I can enjoy peace by Christ through faith. Let us place our left hand on our chest and our right hand up. Shall pray and say, Father, we confess our sins, so we clean with the blood from all unrighteousness. Lord, have mercy on us as we pray. In Jesus' name we have life. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word which I've had tonight. That your thoughts for me are thought of peace, not of evil, to give me a future, to give me hope, to give me now by yourself peace always by all means. I thank you for this and I appreciate you. Father, I want your peace which passeth all human understanding. I want your great peace. So Lord, I asked for the same with thanksgiving in my heart. And I will continue to pray with all kinds of prayer in the spirit. Oh, to generate the power for this peace of our God to guard and guard it in my heart through our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, help me to give heed to your word. Father, help me to give heed to the benediction of the fathers. Father, help me to grow in the knowledge and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that your grace and peace may be multiplied in my life until I enjoy it always by all means, to the glory and praise of your name and to my rejoicing, so that you can have in me an instrument that you can use to enforce your kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost on the earth. Thank you, Father, as you help me to be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray in the spirit over these confessions. Meka sote koto promosha katekla rabasta de roba do de makusta de kapa bede bako paleba do de yedoba raba baba baya kusta de roba kapala baya roba kapala baya ro de miko te kolikapa mika raba kote pa reba kapala baya mika to kolikata reba kapakote ya raba baba 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 do de yedoba laba do de ba raba baba 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 aya do de ba bale bale baya broma koria bale baya broma do ya stadeba raba baba baba mole baka porobo yeklere bo sotoba raba baba baba aya do de ba roba baba baba yo claro da yeklere do mika te mika to mika ramika po mika ya raba baba baba yo claro bozo mado de ba makote pali raba baba baba makote ba raba baba baba raba baba baba yedo kopa raba baba baba aya do de mika te mika to mika te mika to mika ra maka pole maka tega mika raba meko pole brao kapale brama kote kete raba kapalia studi kuparia. In Jesus' name, under the